Let's take the example of a Jew who believes in the oneness of Allah. There's salat and prostration in the Torah. He has a strong fear of Allah and is punctilious about what is lawful and unlawful, and he has not become acquainted with Islam. These people are known as the Ahlul Fatrat, people of interregnum. If such people are very sincere, very honest in the sight of Allah, one may hope that they may enter paradise. We cannot say they cannot go to paradise, because according to the words of the Quran, Allah's honest servants will be saved. Allah has provided only one measure, and no more, sincerity. If Allah regards someone as very sincere, they may of course hope to enter paradise, even if they are acquainted with Islam and the Quran. It is impossible for anyone acquainted with the Quran to hold any other view, because the Quran is so clear. An honest person will immediately admit the fact when he looks at the Quran.
Kur'an'da bir ayet var. Allah, şeytandan Allah'a sığınırım. Allah katında din İslam'dır diyor.
There's a verse of the Quran which says, the religion with Allah is Islam. One religion. Islam is the one religion. But Christianity believes in the Trinity. Allah strongly condemns the Trinity belief in the Quran. They say that Allah is three. Allah is beyond this. And that is out of the question. That is incompatible with monotheism. We must say that Allah is one. It is most important to say that Allah is one. At the moment, they are making a very grave error. That is what it means by the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, smashing the idols and slaying the pig when he returns. It means he will eliminate belief in the Trinity and will eliminate heretical beliefs. And then he will pronounce on what is lawful and unlawful on the basis of the Quran. But the Quran says, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Only my servants who are righteous in the sight of Allah will be saved. Sincere servants. One has to have sincerity, true sincerity. Being a Muslim is not enough. A Muslim also has to have sincerity. But even if the people of the book hold out against the true nature of the Quran, the ruling in the Quran is clear. Allah knows the truth, but if they reject the Quran out of pride and lack of consideration, they cannot be Muslims. But for instance, a person doesn't know about the Quran, is ignorant, a Christian. He believes in the oneness of Allah and performs his salat, prayer, to the best of his knowledge of the New Testament. The New Testament speaks of salat. He fasts, is careful over what is lawful and unlawful, and believes in the oneness of Allah. One may hope for such people. If someone has never been told about the religion, then he is one of the people of interregnum. One may hope that such a person will be able to enter paradise if he is very, very sincere. One may have hope for a person who has no knowledge, who has never been told or taught about the religion. But if someone knowingly and deliberately insists on rejecting the Quran, even though he knows it is true, then the pronouncement of the Quran on that is clear too.